to be honest, in Porterville, I pretty much stayed in the closet until I met Brock, and you love who you love, and it's no choice.
That's John Coffey, who served in the Army during the Vietnam War from 1968 to 1971.
The Eastern world, it is exploding, violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war.
Between my service time and through schooling, I went on to become a E5 in 5 months. And then when I came home out of the service, I got involved in my union and rose through the ranks.
You don't believe we're on the eve of destruction.
Coffey is retired from Porterville Unified School District, where he worked in shipping and receiving for 41 years. He lives in Porterville with Brock Neely, his husband of 5 years. He wasn't out during his time in the military.
In 1968, you definitely stayed in the closet.
Tell me about that experience. Was it hard?
Yeah, because there's a lot of good-looking people in the service. There's some that are dogs, just like in life, but there's really good-looking people, too. But you stay in the closet, and you keep your thoughts to yourself, and just don't do all that much.
The two were the first male-male couple married in Tulare County in 2008.
Well, as you can tell, I still get emotional about it because your wedding day is one of the most important days in your life. Just make the right choice. Don't rush into it, but don't be afraid. Things will work out. Do we have difficulties like any other married couple? Well, yeah. There's days I love him dearly. There's other days I'd dearly love to kill him. And I'm sure the shoe's on the other foot. But be yourself.
From their suburban three-bedroom home, Coffey and Neely took me to what they consider a sacred space in the city, the Rotary Veterans Park of Porterville.
You see the medevac chopper here in front of us, and there's a plaque that lists fatalities that Porterville had in Vietnam. Porterville had the highest death rate per capita of any city in the United States in Vietnam. I can't stand to look at the plaque because way too many of those names are people I went to school with.
But even though Coffey made it back to Porterville alive, he says he was emotionally subdued for way too long.
Well, I knew who I was probably when I was in fourth or fifth grade. When I was willing to accept it and not be hiding it, I was in my mid-50s. And a lot of that is due to this community.
He says strong Christian values in the region kept him from coming out.
By and large, the Central Valley is considered the Bible Belt of California. Tulare County is the buckle of the Bible Belt. Porterville is made up of very good people, but there are just enough of the homophobes. Just don't want to walk holding hands with your husband down Main Street unless you're heterosexual.
So why would Coffey come back to this place where he knew a gay lifestyle wouldn't be accepted? Coffey says Porterville was a welcoming place for Vietnam veterans.
I knew I was going to be safe here being a Vietnam veteran. You can't say that for every place, even in California.
Would you have felt safe if you were out at the time?
No. That one I can answer very clearly. But as a veteran, I knew I'd be protected if had to be.
Over 40 years later, Coffey says he is rarely afraid to show his true colors.
There are those few people that you have to interact with that, well, how are they going to react? I guess maybe because I'm 67, almost 68, I just don't care how they're going to react anymore. I have to be who I am, and if they have a problem with it, it's their problem, not mine.
And in this community, where LGBT rights have been looked down upon, others share a similar story. More than a decade after Coffey served in Vietnam, Connie Wilson enlisted in the Navy. Her 5 years in the military were full of inner turmoil. It wasn't combat, the sound of artillery, or fear of death that troubled her. Her greatest fear was of being outed as a bisexual.
When I was in boot camp, I had a gal that was also from Georgia, and we ended up in A school together, and that was probably the first time I had anybody make any moves on me, and it scared me because I know in the military you don't talk about it, you don't do it.
Wilson was eventually stationed in Beeville, Texas. A few months later, her friend from Georgia followed her there, but fear of coming out kept them apart.
Apparently, she went on a cruise with a few other ladies, and the word got back, and they did a major investigation on her. They were pulling everybody from the squadron, anybody that had anything to do with her. I saw how much she went through, and there was absolutely no way I was going to say anything and come out.
Wilson's fear drove her into isolation. It was so real that it took her 18 years after her stint in the Navy to embrace her sexuality.
Being able to be who I was for the first time was actually quite liberating. It was kind of like a breath of fresh air. You absolutely just don't care anymore. You finally start realizing that you can ignore the people that don't accept you.
But despite her newfound boldness, Wilson found the hardest person to confront about her sexuality was her father.
Recently told him, and he sent me a very beautiful letter. We're from the South in Georgia, and there's still a lot of hatred for a lot of things. And he told me that he loved me no matter what, and whoever I was with, he was absolutely fine with.
She moved from Tulare 4 years ago, where she worked in corrections. Today, she works for the state and says even though the city has a long way to go when it comes to accepting the LGBT community, she sees signs of improvement. Last year, she walked with the city's first gay veteran troop during the annual Veterans Day parade in Porterville.
Towards the end of the parade, there was a gentleman that could barely, I mean, he was older military, retiree, veteran, and he actually stood up and saluted us. You know, he could barely stand up, but obviously he didn't have an issue, and I think a lot of people aren't going to have an issue, but around here, nobody wants to say it. Because nobody wants to be associated or affiliated because those people aren't what we expect people to be.
And in this city that takes pride in their patriotism, Coffey and Wilson agree they wish the city would respect their civil rights just like their service. Reporting from Porterville, I'm Ezra David Romero.